For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, July the 8th. And we've got two topics today. Both of them hopefully are going to pique your interest and you want to be a part of. Let's start, first of all, with Alyssa Husky from Maplewood Barn. Good to have you here, Alyssa.
Good to be here.
You are director of the children's camp.
Yes.
Now, what is the children's camp with Maplewood Barn?
Maplewood Barn, well, a long time ago, Maplewood Barn used to do some theater classes for teenagers. And so this summer, we're doing a children's camp for children 5 to 12 to sort of get some of that community outreach to youth back into their seasonal program.
So what are the kids going to do?
Well, what this camp is it is a whole production of Alice in Wonderland. It lasts 2 weeks. It's from 8:30 to 4:30. Uh-huh. And so what we'll do is the kids will come in, and the first day we'll have, you know, like practice auditions, and then we'll do some very low pressure auditions, and then everybody gets parts. Mm-hmm. And then
Everybody that signs up is going to get a part.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Everybody gets a part, and we really do our best. The play company that we're getting the scripts from, they're super, super flexible as far as you can rewrite the script however you want, combine parts, add parts. So we really try and get everybody on stage as much as is humanly possible for them to be on stage.
Then you have the big production where moms and dads come to watch?
Yes, yes.
And is it open to the public too?
It is open to the public, yes. So on this camp runs the 22nd of July to the 2nd of August is when the camp is.
But they have to register ahead of time.
Yes, they have to register by the 11th of July.
Which is later
this
on
Thursday.
This week.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So you got today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday to register.
Yes.
That's the deadline. And then the camp runs from when to when?
Then the camp runs from July 22nd to August 2nd. On Monday and Friday, and then on Saturday, August the 3rd, that's when the production, the performance itself
is. Show.
Okay. Yes.
So what do people need to do to sign up?
If they want to sign up, they can go to maplewoodbarn.com/barn-camp. Mm-hmm. That's where you can find a lot more information and all of the registration papers. They can also send an email to maplewoodbarnschool@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that goes to me, and then
maplewoodbarnschool@gmail.com.
Okay. Yes.
Is there a phone number they can call also?
There is not a phone number that they can call.
All right. So remember this. If you're driving right now, you might pull over. I'll tell you again. It's Maplewood Barn School. All one word?
All one word.
Maplewood Barn School at gmail.com, and she will respond. You'll respond to it telling you all about it.
Yes.
All right, but you got till Thursday to register if you're interested. Is there a cost?
There is a cost. It is, we're trying to make this affordable for everybody who wants to do it. So the cost is $175, but we also have lots of scholarships available, full and partial scholarships. And so if you need a scholarship, just fill out at the end of the registration papers, there's a scholarship application.
Okay.
And so you can fill that out.
But email and you'll get all that information.
Yes.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
All right. Maplewood Barn. Now I turn to my other friend, Cindy.
Guys.
Cindy Mustard. Good to have you here. And your Tiger Trolley Tour.
Yes.
And you're here because you're doing something very special with those Tiger Trolley.
We really are.
Tiger Trolley Tours.
On the trolley, right. Yeah.
That's hard to say.
I know. We have a special event coming up. Paul Jackson is back in town, and he's going to have an exhibit at the Boone County Historical Society.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're going to offer trolley rides from downtown out to the Historical Society Museum, and Paul is going to be on the trolley talking about his artwork and what all you're going to see. So you're getting a personal guided tour, basically,
that's really neat.
By Paul Jackson. And
so
we just thought this would
where
be
do you pick up the trolley downtown?
Okay, we have two. We have one trolley ride on the 10th of July. Mm-hmm. So you need to register today because it's filling up pretty close.
Everything is registering today. I know. So if you want to do the trolley ride with Paul Jackson.
On the 10th.
On the 10th, which is?
Just in 2 days.
Wednesday.
Yes.
It's Wednesday.
So
you have to register today.
Right.
And how do they register?
They register by going, they can do us at Gmail, tigertrolleytours@gmail.com. Or they could call us, or they could go to our website, tigertrolley.net.
Okay, tigertrolley.net. What's your phone number?
My phone number is 567-0850.
Area code
573-567-0850.
You can call.
Or you can do Gmail at tigertrolleytours@gmail. But we have another tour coming up the 17th
of July,
which is over a week away, and that registration isn't due until the 15th.
Okay.
And that
so
one
what are you going to do there?
It's the same thing.
Wow.
So he has this exhibit going on for a couple of weeks at the Historical Society. So Paul will be on the trolley on the 17th also.
So how many people can you...
Well, we can do up to 35.
On the trolley.
On the trolley.
And everybody's going to listen to him?
I hope so.
And sing along if you want to also.
Have some fun. We'll have a little libation and some snacks.
But not the driver.
No, the driver. We're not the drivers either. No, but we want to make it a fun evening. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, both on the 10th and the 17th.
Okay, so where do they pick the trolley up downtown?
For the 10th tour, it's at Coley's Restaurant on 6th Street. And for the 17th, we're going to start from the Chamber parking lot, Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. And how long is this trolley ride? You're going to go nice and slow going
out.
We're
going to go nice and slow. We'll probably pass by that beautiful mural he did on the Alpine shop.
Uh-huh.
And we'll go out there, and it'll be from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
So we'll bring you back to where you started from.
You're saying you start at 5:30
downtown. Downtown.
And at 7:30 you leave the...
7:30 we'll be back downtown.
Okay.
So you'll have some time to look at the exhibit, visit the Historical Society Museum, talk to Paul, really learn the ins and outs of how he produces his fantastic work.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So
okay.
It should be lots and lots of fun.
So it's Tiger Trolley Tours, An Evening with Paul Jackson. On the 10th
of July and the 17th
of July. And if you want more information or to register, it's 567-0850 is the number to call.
Okay.
Cindy Mustard, thank you
thank
so much
for
coming
Thank you for having me again.
You know, you're an absolutely amazing lady.
Well, this is fun. This is really fun.
Yeah, everything that you do. And tell our friend Jolene.
I will. I'm sorry Jolene couldn't be here. She's at a conference, but she will be on the trolley
with us. Maybe she's playing hooky and she'll listen to us too. All right. Thank you, Cindy. Let's see. Tomorrow, Heart of Missouri United Way and Boonville Interplay Workshop. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Richard Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to listen to this again or watch it, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends, then sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.